Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 18th of November, recording at 9:55 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, a really interesting day here today, and the origin of this was really Asia, and the additional news coming out of China following their plenum, which ended last week. As you remember, the initial response was a bit muted, and China's stock market actually weakened. But more news has been coming out, and one of the key developments that has impressed investors in here today was new conditions which are encouraging for the private sector industry. And Owen has written about that tonight, and it's really worth looking into that. Okay, so what happened here in Asia today? Now, Japan, which had a good week last week, and is also extremely interesting, but just a very quiet, up a tiny bit on the topics index, and just about unchanged on the Nikkei. But the Hang Seng index in Hong Kong, I mean, that was up 2.73%. The China CSI up 3.3%. The Shanghai Composite, that's the big one with all the A shares, and that was up 2.87%. But how about this? The Hang Seng China Enterprise Index, that was up 5.65%. Those are private companies that are listed in Hong Kong and also, of course, in mainland China. So a real surge there. Elsewhere, India had a good additional recovery here today, up 2.2% overall, and mostly gains in the Asian sector. Now, European stock markets were all a bit higher. The big gain here was the FTSE MIB, that's the Italian market, and that was up 2.25%. Now, Wall Street, I said that this was interesting. We had the Dow push briefly above, well, all these indices, these three indices that I'm about to cover, pushed above these roundophobia psychological levels, which are often targets, and then they backed off them. For instance, the Dow pushed briefly above the 16,000 level, hitting a new all-time high. And the S&P 500 pushed briefly above 1800 before backing off, closing down about just over a third of a percent. The NASDAQ also having pushed above that, I think above that 4,000 level, then came down here today. So we also had some key day reversals. We had a key day reversal on the NASDAQ. I think that's the second one that we've seen in the last couple of weeks, although the index has really remained quite steady. And I don't want to exaggerate these because they were still relatively small keys overall within trading ranges. But we also had one on the Russell 2000 index. Those are smaller companies, second line companies. My overall assessment on this, as you know, is that, well, Wall Street still has this, of course, incredibly powerful tailwind of the quantitative easing, the QE, and really in our playbook, monetary policy, that's the key. Don't fight the Fed and all that. So this remains very, very powerful. But we all know that when you look at those indices, that we've got a lot of overextended conditions up near some of those psychological resistance levels that I just mentioned. The valuations are high. And while the earnings are not bad, they are flattered by share buybacks in a good many instances. And while Wall Street has lots of good long-term advantages, not least its competitive energy prices and its expanding technological lead, nevertheless, this is a market that is overextended and overbought, and I maintain that there are probably quite a few big investors who are just holding on because it's still pushing higher. But it wouldn't take too much, I feel, for those people to say, that's enough, and I'm going to lock in my profits for the year, and very, very good profits they are indeed. Okay, what else? Mexico, decent day, up nearly 2%. Brazil, also quite strong, so a good day for stock markets overall. Now, long-dated government bond prices moved higher, so that means the yields came down a little bit. And that U.S. 10-year that I keep looking at, that's currently yielding 2.664. Now, remember, it was down around 2.47 when we reached what I think is probably the low for this reaction and consolidation, this medium-term reaction and consolidation phase. And the high that we reached back in September was when it got up to 3%. Now, I think we all should keep a close eye on this index because it really is going to be important in terms of what Wall Street actually does. And when we see it, it's not a matter of if, but when we see it pushing back above 2.8 and holding that for more than a day or so, I think you'll know that selling pressure is coming in once again, and a break back above the 3% level, and that's not a matter of if but when as well. But once that gets back above that 3% level, I think that it will clearly be a headwind developing for Wall Street. How serious a headwind that is depends on a lot of other factors, such as how overextended and how overvalued Wall Street is. But if it were to happen tomorrow, which it couldn't, it would be too big a move, but hypothetically, were that to happen tomorrow, I think it would tip Wall Street into a reaction and consolidation phase. I keep mentioning this, the rising valuations and the overbought conditions. But to put it in perspective, as I've said before on many occasions, I'm not looking for any kind of major setback or bear market because we still have that QE tailwind. But it's there are a few too many shares that are really quite overextended overall relative to their 200-day moving average. So the chance of a corrective phase over the next 2-3 months is very high. I would be astonished if we did not see that. And I think you know the background here that Wall Street hasn't had a 10% correction for I mentioned it on Friday, and I won't be able to remember the exact level, but it's well over 500 days, and that's unusual, to put it mildly. Okay, what else is going on here? We still have a bit of a deflationary air in the commodity markets. Now, you've got that CCI index that's only 3% above that psychological 500 level, and that's going to be challenged. the precious metals. Here we've seen palladium come back down from the higher side of its range over the last couple of weeks, and it's back down to 717. That's down 15 today. Silver also down to $20.38. So this is getting down towards these prior support levels for silver. I'd keep a close eye on that one because it may well, being the most volatile, really requires a clear upward dynamic here to reaffirm support down at these levels. And that is certainly a possibility, but you know, I also have to repeat the comment that these precious metals, or at least silver and gold and platinum, are in overall downward trends here, and so we haven't seen breaks in these progressions of lower rally highs. So it's still the point about support building down here is still a theoretical point. Platinum down 1410 and gold down to 1275. So they're getting interesting. They're getting a little bit oversold here in the short term. But I'm an interested watcher here overall because if they break down decisively, then they will become exceedingly interesting from an oversold position. But if they are support building in here, as has been my view of the last few months, this process is clearly not completed, and I want to see further evidence that we really have some significant support. Crude oil also weaker in here today. Let me just get those two prices for you. And we've got the WTI to back down to 93, and the Brent down to 108. Again, all these commodity markets a little bit soft. And on that note, the day belongs to Asia, and all the very best to all of you.